Now, should a preacher or a Christian worker give to the Lord? Well, let me read verse 26. Thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up a heave offering of it for the Lord, even a tenth part of the tithe. God said to the Levites, you give a tenth of what you get also. May I say to you, I think the Christian worker, whoever he is also to give to the Lord's work. That's the reason I think that he ought to give to his church, or through his church, to his church's program. I've always followed the policy of giving to missions, and I've encouraged my staff. I've always had the offering passed on the pulpit platform when I was a pastor, that they might set an example, you see, to the congregation. Now, I think this is very important, and I've been thrilled, by the way, we've made a policy of sending our books and our tapes to missionaries and don't charge them a thing. But here's the thing, it's quite interesting. Did you know that half of them pay for it? We had a missionary that came in, one of the leading faith mission boards. He was about to lose his faith on the field, and he came home and started listening to our program on furlough. Said he never missed a one. He came out and got all of our tapes. Now, we were going to give it to him, our man that has charge of the tape ministry. He was going to let him have it because that's our policy. This man said, no, you don't give them to me. I know I'm a missionary, but I'm going to pay for them. May I say to you, he certainly had the right principle. Now, if he was able to do it, fine enough. But when they're not, and friends, many of them are not. The thing impressed me on the foreign field of the number of missionaries that are driving old second-hand beat-up cars. And when I was on the mission field several places, I've been afraid to drive with them in a car that I don't think's in good shape. And I never thought we'd make of the plane when I was going with one of them. The car looked like it was just running out of, not a gas, but old age had come upon it. Like the one horse shay, it was ready to fall down. Now, I think that's a shame that the church today is not giving the proper instruments, the good instruments to our missionaries. They need tools, and they should have the tools, and God's work should have that. This is a very practical, important section, and I didn't intend to spend so much time with it.